Hello, everybody. Welcome to week two here with head coach of the Jefferson County North Chargers, Corey Null, starting off the year 0-2, but battling hard yesterday against the Jeff West Tigers. This locker room chat brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Again, battling yesterday against the Jeff West Tigers, losing just 46-33. Real competitive game. Talk about especially that second quarter. You outscored the Tigers 11-3. Just couldn't quite handle on in that second half, but still some pretty good point totals from your players. Baker with 13, Elias with 5, Jenkins with 8. Coach, kind of recap the last two games for you, the loss against Rock Creek as well as Jeff West, the Tigers. Talk about those successes with offense and defense.
Yeah, so I think the first thing is we're just a young team with not much varsity experience right now. I think the biggest challenge we've had so far is just is adapting to the speed of the game. You know, the speed of the varsity games are a little different than JV or, you know, some of the other basketball that these guys have been playing in the past. So some of those things will come, but right now we just kind of, we got to adapt to the speed. And these teams are, you know, the bigger schools, the Rock Creeks, the Jeff West, they're speeding us up a little bit, and it's causing a lot of turnovers. I think if we can handle that, it improves our game a lot. And I thought that happened a lot more last night versus Jeff West. They got to a strong start versus us. We found ourselves in a hole pretty early, but then I thought we had a really good second quarter. I think we outscored them 11-2, I believe, in the second quarter. We were taking care of the ball. We were kind of getting into our offensive rhythm. We were taking good quality shots, and we were playing good defense too. And so that was good to see. And then just kind of as the game went on, specifically in the third quarter, I thought we had a lot of momentum. We were only down by one, at halftime. And then, our shot selection became pretty rough, I thought, in the third quarter, and it paid for us. We were only getting one shot, weren't getting very many offensive rebounds. And then conversely, on the defensive end, we were giving up a lot of offensive rebounds. They were getting 2-3 shots possession. We couldn't keep them off the boards. And then that combined with some turnovers and, you know, just kind of how the game goes, fatigue sets in. They kind of got away from us there at the end, but we did battle back a little bit in the fourth quarter, which is good to see. There was some fight there, but I think it just kind of comes down to the speed of the game is not quite there. We are a young team, so some of that was expected, but I think we're moving in the right direction, but there's definitely just going to be some growing pains as we go.
Yeah, again, you know, as you mentioned, team trying to get adjusted to that speed, would you kind of say anything relates to that full court press? Or do you guys apply a full court press? I mean, how's that looking for you guys defensively and offensively trying to break that pressure?
The full court press, Rock Creek specifically had a really good full court press versus us, and now, you know, Rock Creek's a state caliber 4A team. So we knew that going in that they were going to do that, but they're just athletically, and they're just all on the same page. They were good. And then Jeff West did that similar. I thought we when we execute our press break correctly, it looks okay. But then there's times where, again, we just kind of get sped up against a full court press, and there's some turnovers that are just, you know, I hate to say, but just young turnovers. They're just, we got to adapt to the speed of the varsity game. Like I said, a lot of these guys don't have experience at the varsity level yet, so we're getting there. I mean, everybody kind of goes through that, especially the small school. You know, you kind of working through the JV, you know, freshman JV varsity teams. And right now, with such a big senior class last year, a lot of these guys didn't necessarily see time in that, so it's going to take some time to develop. And I think once we get that, we'll be okay. But yeah, the press bothered us a little bit. I think we were capable of breaking it, and we did. It looked good. You know, we got a couple of layups from time to time, but the turnovers from the press were a killer at times as well. As far as us pressing, we don't press a whole lot. We kind of just stick to our half court man. And right now we kind of, you know, got to learn to walk before we can run, before we implement some of those things. I think we will down the line, but right now we just got to keep it basic and try to execute what we know to a good level before we start making any changes that way.
Trying to find that execution on Friday. Togonoxie going down to your home gym. Trying to preview a little bit of that matchup, and then also a little bit of a gloss over Marhill Mount Academy next Tuesday.
Yeah, so our pre-Christmas schedule here is pretty brutal, if I'm being honest. And we knew that kind of going in. We played Rock Creek, who's a big school, Jeff West, who's a little bit bigger. We play Togonoxie this Friday. That's bigger than us. And then Moore Hill is a really good team this year, and I think they're going to be one of the, if not the best team in the league, kind of right there with Valley Falls a little bit. But so it's tough, and we knew that, and it's going to be with the young team, just making sure that we can kind of stay the course. But as far as Togonoxie goes for Friday, I haven't got a chance to dive into much of their film yet. I've got two films on them, their first two games. I haven't got to watch them yet, but kind of at this point, it's again, are we just working on things we can control, like handling pressure and executing their offense, and then just playing sound fundamental defense. You know, we'll walk through some of their sets and offensive schemes and everything over the next 2 days of practice, and hopefully that we'll be ready when time comes and we can execute our game plan when it comes to it. But again, a lot of it's just, you know, working on what we can control as far as not turning the ball over, handling pressure, and that'll be the same thing as against Tonganoxie as it will be against Moore Hill, and then our last game against Pleasant Ridge before break. So we got a lot of things we can shore up for sure, but in that time, it's just how can we handle it and how can we get better from it.
Well, this has been week two here with Jefferson County North head coaches Cornell of the Boys program. Again, set to take on this Friday Tonganoxie at home, and then on the away next Tuesday against Moore Hill Mount Academy. Coach, thank you for your time.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.